And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, joined today by
Hi.
Allison Frank.
Yes, that's me.
Most people wait for the introduction before they say hi.
Nope. Keep it rolling. I'm
really?
Good.
Okay, you're a professional.
That's what I'm known for.
With Ed, would Johnny be like, and here, and Ed would just walk out already?
Yeah.
Drunk.
Here I am.
Hold on, I have to turn up the headphones now.
Oh, sorry.
I've been ratcheting everyone down. Okay, there. That sounds all good again. All beautiful. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for two episodes a week. Today's episode should have been up Monday. But
what happened?
I didn't get a chance to record with anyone.
Like, you said you were recording over the weekend with your family, and it was going to be family day. Everyone's going to hold hands, sing kumbaya. Everyone's going to love each other for once.
No one did. It's a sad day in my life when you are the most reliable person in it. But everyone blew me off, especially Arena.
Oh, really?
Have you done a show? You did one show with Arena. I think Arena has tried or stated she was going to do the show with me.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, five times.
And then what
happened? Past week, I just don't hear from her.
Oh.
She's like, hey, when are we doing the show? I'm like, okay, why don't you call me Thursday? She's like, okay, I'll be off at 6. And I simply don't hear from her. Turn your mic, by the way, a little more angled toward you. Maybe bring it.
Oh, my. This isn't front. Like, it's center.
Okay. Maybe it sounds great. I don't know.
Well, you're the one with headphones. I'm not. So.
I just worry. I know you have to be right up on this. You're fairly up on it. But you could be a little more up on it.
How much closer do you want me to be? I don't want them to be hearing me breathing.
I want you to pretend this is a man's penis.
All right.
And you're
doing
the tease
thing.
Ew, gross.
That's naughty.
That's how you actually behave. Somehow I don't think that's the case.
This is disgusting.
If I look at your Twitter and your Instagram.
So close to my face.
At Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N Frank. Somehow,
yeah.
I think you know the game where you get like an inch away from it and you just do the... And he feels that. He's just like, woo! Oh, great. The Madre's home. All of our body material's gone.
Oh, my.
Hi, Mom. We've just started recording because Allison took a four-hour nap in the middle of the day.
Yeah, he fed me full of delicious food, so.
I took Allison to Chipotle.
Yep. He just wined and dined me.
Milwaukee's frozen custard, because I was hungry for custard as well.
Yeah.
We're on air right now.
Oh, well, here I am back from my...
I think the mic's barely picking you up, but...
May I complain?
Do you want to join the show?
Let me relax.
All right, you relax, and then we can put you on
air. Yeah,
go
put on your comfy clothes.
That's right.
Good Lord. What a CF this is going to be. At Papa's Basement for me on Twitter as well as Instagram. And I think that's it for the plugs. Facebook.com/Papa's Basement.
Yeah, okay.
We're doing two shows in a row.
Yeah.
We got to milk it.
But we're not really. Because each one is recorded live on the day that we post it. So I don't know why you make it sound like we just do it.
No, I'm dropping the charade. I'm dropping the charade this time. People, I know it's pronounced charade, Mom. That's why it's funny to pronounce it charade.
It's kind of like the way I miss the jokes of those things that you did with Jerry.
They can't hear you, I don't think.
Oh,
the
my.
Mics are very sensitive. No.
I corrected him and I told him it's charade.
Oh, my. Look at you, Miss St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Holy smokes.
All right, go
relax. Goldie327's here.
Go relax, and then we're going to get you a mic, and you can sit down and talk and just sip wine.
Oh.
Gee, how did I guess you were going to come home and drink wine? I don't know. Don't know how I put that together.
Glug, 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 glug.
Oh, yes, because you're unique in the Northern Virginia area for having to come home and cope with liquor. That isn't 90% of our population. Jesus H.
Oh, my.
Can you please
why do I have to retract?
Remember to drink my wine for my heart. I don't drink often.
That's right. It's for her heart.
I didn't say you're crawling into a bottle of Thunderbird. You have a glass of whatever piece of crap $8 bottle of wine you get.
I don't even drink daily.
Okay, you drink a couple times a week.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not saying to excess. You have one glass.
Do you know some weeks I have none?
Why are you so embarrassed?
Well, because, no, I'm not embarrassed, but you're making me so
you act like I said you look at just a smidge of kid porn. You drink wine. One glass of wine.
Please push that leprechaun hat further back. So all right.
I'll put away the ceramic leprechaun hat on top of the dining room table where we're recording. Oh, Jesus. All right, here you go, Allison. God forbid the ceramic leprechaun hat go up to ceramic heaven.
Okay, all right, I'm out of here.
And the house got a little less tacky.
I don't like just for fun. I don't like that you bring down my...
I'm not bringing you down.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't say you were going and, like, eating the cat's turds out of the litter box. You're drinking wine.
Yeah, that's not good humor. That's just not funny. Now you're just working blue. That's just awful.
This is what I put up with.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, so.
We have a lot. We have a lot, and it's going to feel like an eternity.
All right.
What do you want to get to? You want me to go through it?
Yeah, I mean,
whatever. Give you all the topics.
Yes.
And we're just going to whittle through all the best ones for the first show.
Okay.
And then the second one, we're going to limp our way through.
All right.
6 minutes in, Allison. 6 minutes into the first episode. Christ, how much time we have left.
All right. What do you got there?
Well, we can always talk about Malaysian Flight 370.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's kind of been done. I mean, it's all over the been. I mean, they say CNN is just... Like, this was CNN's story. They think CNN invented it because CNN is just blown up about it. So,
oh, do you need the heat?
Oh, man, I just took off my sweatshirt and socks.
Fat,
I'm
fat
so
71.
Oh,
is it going to go up to 72?
72.
So it feels like crawled back up inside you?
Oh, my. That is...
Sorry, Allison, I'm cold. I have Renaud, so, you know.
I don't know what Renaud's is. You made it up. So that you could keep the heat on all day long.
Actually, my mom made up chronic sinusitis so she could keep the window open all the time. She was like, I need the window open for my chronic sinusitis.
Your mom just did a lot of blow. That's all chronic sinusitis
well,
is.
Well, at least my mom has an excuse.
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, goodness. Plus, blow wasn't really her thing, but, you know.
I know. The sauce was. Just like my mom.
You're going to get us killed.
She wasn't listening.
Thank goodness.
After jacking up the heat, I think she ran off to hit the head.
That is crazy. It is really so... I mean, right before the show, I was like, man, I'm sweating bullets. My sweatshirt came off. My socks...
I took pity on you, so I ratcheted it down from 72. That was the holding temp in the house. And I ratcheted it down to 70.
Goodness gracious.
And then around 5, I was like, I don't want to get us in too much trouble.
Yeah.
So I turned it back up to 71, and apparently that was
Arctic.
So
do you have something new to add to this plane thing?
I find it fascinating how people love to speculate about it. My dear sweet mama, who you're hearing maybe barely in the background, she can't get enough of this.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had enough. I've had plenty. It was here, now it's not. Oopsie daisy.
I'm a little blown away that everyone loves to get in on the speculation game.
Yeah.
I do find that fascinating.
But I do believe that the media can kind of stir things any which way. You know what I mean? If you pay the right people or whatever, then it can either blow up or go away.
It's like reading a book, like a mystery book.
Yeah.
And you're trying really to puzzle out the mystery as you go.
Yeah.
Not acknowledging that the author of the book can make it whatever the hell they want at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to have to go through and you're going to have to justify what they did based on what you read. And they might have done a good job coming to that ending,
or
and
they might not have. Right.
But that is the ending.
Yeah.
And similarly with this, whatever we do find out the definitive answer is, all your speculation up to that point was for literal naught, was for nothingness.
I gotcha.
And you have to be cool with that. I personally, maybe I'm a little disconnected. I don't put a shred into this.
Yeah.
I don't care. I find it a little interesting.
Yeah.
I hope the plane doesn't fly into my backyard and kill me.
Yeah.
And that's the extent of my caring. As for the couple hundred people on board, people die. There's a lot of them in the world.
Yeah, there's
especially
fish.
The Asians.
So who cares that they're fish food now?
Yeah, you're talking 230 Chiners down the turlet.
Aw.
Not happy about it. Stop it. The peanut gallery says to stop it. Don't walk around here so much. You could yank the cord.
I'm consumed by it.
I know you're consumed by it. You can't get enough of it.
I haven't seen...
CNN is on 24/7. My mom is practically pulling out flight maps. putting on her little captain's hat, enjoying a hot toddy.
Hoping she gets a treasure along the way. Yeah. Maybe meet up with Jack Sparrow.
Protractors, compasses. Spitting on her thumb and holding it to the wind. Oh, it's so hot in here. It is so hot in here. What are you saying?
No, it really is.
It really is. We are not kidding.
My arms are sweating.
I'm feeling sweat under my meaty breasts.
Under my meaty breasts as well.
I always have it at this time.
I know you do, and it's a hell.
Phew.
Let's buy a new house for you.
We don't need to buy a new house. Can we buy you a new circulatory system? Can I get you a jacket then?
No.
And mittens?
And it's not, you know, because it's
the
stress on my heart, too, if I get that kicking up.
Phew. It really did get super hot.
It's so hot. It is so hot. I feel like we are recording in Haiti right now.
Oh, goodness gracious. Where is it where they do actually do those extreme steams or something? Isn't it in Ireland or something?
Well, like those engine sweat lodges?
No, where they all, almost everyone has like a steam house, you know. I think it's in Ireland.
The Eskimos in summer? I don't know. Steam house?
Everybody has one. It's like part of their European culture just to go out there and have a good steam and they get their bodies up well.
I mean, all I can think about is, what is it?
They would feel very comfortable right here.
Eastern Promises with Viggo Mortensen and he had the fight in the steam bath
with
the Russians. Mm-mm. And like his dong's flopping around the whole time.
That's beautiful.
That has to be the most intense fight scene I've ever... Like, who could record that? That guy is... This sounds like a bad joke. I'm not going for it. That guy is balls.
Yeah.
Just be like, I'm going to do a fight scene where I'm rubbing up against guys for like 8 to 10 hours. And by the way, my dong is just flopping. Like, I would be so worried it got brushed the wrong way and it would just plump. And then I'd just be like, I swear I'm not gay, dude. I swear.
Well, I mean...
Are you all right? Can I just get a recording of you going, well, I mean?
Well, I think that it's the same with Lena Dunham and all that and her just flopping around, too. I mean, that takes a lot of guts because it's very unflattering. Just
I'm sorry.
Every scene.
This is going to sound a little sexist.
Yeah.
A guy pulling out his hog.
I am.
Million times more naked than a woman unless she's in the stirrups. That's.
Yeah, but you have an ugly woman who's pulling it. So it's not like some beautiful woman. You know, you get an ugly woman who does that and just has all her meats and lumps and bumps.
We've done this
out.
A million times. She
I'm just
loves
saying, like,
putting it out
that
there.
That is ballsy to do.
I don't
But someone
disagree.
Who has a beautiful hog, I mean, who cares if it's dancing
That's
in
true.
A sauna? You know what I mean? He's a nice looking guy. So.
That is true. Marlon Brando apparently never wanted to pull his out on camera. He always thought it was small.
Oh, really?
Yeah. One time he said it was like a cashew. I don't know if it was that bad. That sounds like a skin tag.
Well, we get to see Jamie Foxx's in. That's what when I just think of one just kind of flopping around. I just think
was that really him in Django?
I think it was. I think they said it was.
Really? I think they put like a Dirk Diggler prosthetic on him. I could be wrong. I haven't put much mental effort into that. I didn't rewatch it. Like,
oh, I didn't either.
You
could but I
see
was like...
the seam of the plastic meeting his actual flesh, and these pubes are curlier on his scrotum compared to his thigh.
Oh, my. That's what they were talking about. Robert Schimmel always had a bit about they have...
dying of cancer?
No, but he hosted the Porn Awards. I know at least
AVNs.
Once. And so he said that they do have an award for best like stunt penis. And he was like, "How?" He's like, I didn't even know they had that category. But when you're watching it, you're not thinking, oh, wait, that's not the same one. That was just, you know, maybe
I can't
to finish
believe
the show.
Real. I know they did that in Orgasmo.
Yeah.
Like, the whole concept was Orgasmo was a Mormon.
Yeah.
And couldn't actually show his dong, I think.
Oh, really?
And so, right when he would have to bang abroad, he'd tap out.
Yeah.
And to great comedic effect, like one time a big fat black guy marches into the frame and replaces, what is it, Trey Parker, I believe, played Orgasmo.
Oh, my, that's too funny. No, but he says,
audiences
but when you're
disagreed.
Actually. Oh. But, I mean, I guess it's for the money shot. Like, if you've been doing it all, then maybe you've lost some of
that I could see, yeah.
You know, so for the action shot. But he says guys watching it don't really go, hey, that isn't exactly the right. You know what I mean? If
well,
it
yeah.
sort of looks all right, then you're
well,
fine.
Well, I mean, there's, like, sites I think, oh, God. with my mom listening. This is great. I think there's like stuff like monsterloads.com and crap like that. And it's like such a joke. There will be a hog, and it's just a big fake one, and it's fake to the point you'll never see like the guy's whole body. It'll just be like this schlong coming from off, you know, off the screen.
So it's got a pump on it?
Yeah, yeah. Like the guy is wearing, it looks like John Goodman in Arachnophobia. Like
he's
got
a backpack.
That setup. Yeah. Like he could bust ghosts if he wanted. He's got that on his back, and then it's just like his hand concealing where it should be meeting the body.
Here comes, it's kind of like those puke gags on SNL where they have this, the puke pipe running out the sleeve. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Or what was that show where you got slimed on Nickelodeon?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
With Alistair.
Oh, no.
And Barf's Burgers.
Oh,
I can't believe you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh,
I
what are you?
I can't believe you do that on.
Oh, no,
no,
no.
I can't believe you did that on television. Something television and incredulity.
Alanis, yeah, she was on that.
Alanis Morissette was on it.
But yeah, the sliming, though, that was Double Dare. They did a lot of sliming on there, too.
That's right. There was like a whole slime thing on Nickelodeon for a long time.
And that guy, he now hosts...
It's like they were prepping
like,
us to be Martian sex slaves.
Like Good Eats or something. He hosts now Mark something. Mark Summers.
Yeah.
And he's got like terrible OCD. And they were like, how did you do all those years on you know, Double Dare? And he was like, oh, it was very trying. And that's when you just put on a good face.
Well, there's so many kinds of OCD. It's not like they made it with like Hep C positive blood on the slime. I mean, I'm sure it was relatively sanitary.
Yeah, but if you don't like things messed up, like me, I don't like my hands dirty. I'm a nurse and there's a lot of gross things, but I must go through boxes of gloves a day.
Well, because the alternative is disgusting.
Yeah, but a lot of
nurses
don't.
You get a feces smeared on your hands.
And that's the thing. Like, you get desensitized to it to a certain degree. I never have, but I'll see
nurses. Well, like an old guy just starts urinating in your open mouth and eyelids, and you're like, oh, Mr. Stevens, knock it off.
That's funny. That was just going to come to my mind, the same name. Where you're like,
really?
Oh,
yeah, that's creepy
funny.
As hell.
Anyhow, but yeah, they just kind of, you know, they'll go around with poop on their pants the rest of the day. Yeah, it's pretty disgusting. And they're just...
Why don't they get the homeless into nurse training programs?
Yeah, because we don't need those
halfway
people.
Halfway there.
And when we need Malaysian test flights, we just load them full of those people. The Old and the Homeless by John Papa Giorgio. We don't care if we lose this one.
Risk it.
Here, fishy, fishy. Not good.
So insensitive.
But yeah, a lot of the nurses, men and women, they're just desensitized, you know, so they just don't think about it. Me, I always think about it. I always have gloves on. Sometimes two pairs.
I can never get over it.
Yeah. And sometimes if there's an extraordinarily dirty circumstance, I'll have two pairs or three pairs of gloves on, and then you just peel back one as you kind of clean the area.
I put a bandana around my face like a bank robber to clean the cat's turd box. Like actual human waste?
When we went to that house where you had to do that lock job and you had like gloves up to your shoulders.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing? Aren't
like
you just
a sewage worker.
Locks? She's like, you see the outside of this building? I don't even want to know what's inside.
Oh, God. Oh, I remember that, what you're referencing. It was in the
you're
hood
like,
in Northeast.
If I had my asbestos suit, I'd put it on.
Well, I walked up to the place naively.
Yeah.
And there's an old white guy in the front seat of a hoopty with like a 14-year-old black chick in the passenger seat. I'm
with
like,
her
oh,
grandpa.
That's so sweet. Look at this cross-cultural bonding. And then I'm like, hey, guys, hey, does anyone live here? And they're like, no. And they speed off 5 seconds later. And then I notice like a fresh condom wrapper, like a breath of mint oral sex condom on the window right outside where they had parked.
So, I mean, you're pretty safety that way.
Gramps was getting his brown sugar.
So your mom can listen to this and be proud that you're not getting any diseases carelessly. I mean, if you get one, someone's really trying
there's certain places I work. I'll put up against anything you've been in.
Nope.
Okay, you'll wait. I mean, you're a nurse.
I mean, the things that I've seen, it's just not cool. Yeah. I've done a group interview, and they're like, what are some
Mike,
of the... Mike? Huh?
Mouth on mic.
Oh.
Don't turn away.
There was a group interview, and one of the questions they asked is...
You got very contemplative for a second, and you turned away. And it's great for me viewing, but the audience can't hear.
And they asked a question like, what was something where you kind of saved the day or whatever? I was like, when was there not a day that you saved the day? I mean, that's just every day as a nurse. I mean, just some extraordinary. After 21 years as a nurse, like, I've got a lot of stories, so just to kind of isolate
one. God forbid one of them come up on air.
We've had a couple come up.
God forbid one come up right now.
One time, this one particular time, I had this little old lady, and always in my nursing career, and even working with kids, all my years working with kids, always the clients that no one liked were the ones
that died the fastest.
No. Were the ones that I was, I liked the most, that I worked, you know, hard to win them over and gain their favor. So this particular patient, she was very combative and she really didn't like anyone, but she was very sick.
You're like
had
a guy,
a
you like to work for it.
Well, when you say it like that, but I do have an affinity and I love those kids the most. And when we would get together for group events and they'd say, oh, what about the Swanson kid? And a lot of the other people who had been there would be like, oh, I hate
Did
that
the Swanson
kid.
Kid love bacon and have a mustache?
No. Okay. But I would say, oh, I love him the most. I love going there. And he's such a good kid. And they were like, he's awful. He bites. He this, he's that. And I was like, you just need to know how to work with him.
How old was the Swanson boy?
I think
like
when
he was a 46-year-old autistic.
He's a 42-year-old sugar daddy.
Oh, no.
He needed a babysitter. My friends and I actually talked about that scenario, too, where him and his wife were not getting along. And we said something about maybe he should have more kids, and he has 3 grown girls. And I said, wouldn't it be funny? Somehow we kind of linked it to, like, his wife adopting. Said, yeah, I wanted to adopt this. And he's a 42-year-old man. He's handsome. And they say, oh, who is this? And they say, oh, that's my son. We adopted him. But anyhow, this patient.
Tell me about Charles.
She was very sick, and when we went in the room to check her out, the whole bed was...
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to pause. What do you want, Mom? It's still at 72.
Oh.
Do you want to put it up to 73 so I can just die of dehydration now? It's not cold in here.
Are you kidding me? She's got to be
It is hot as the devil's ass right now.
Seriously, we are sweating. I've taken off all the all
and
I
we're
can.
All fat, so you can't blame that. We're all slobs, all 3 of us.
I'm cold.
I don't know.
You need to put on your parka.
Put on some mittens. I don't get one of those ugly hats like the singer the Spin Doctors had with the ear flaps.
Oh my.
Where are we? Oh god. She comes near the thermostat, which is near the power plug to my piece of crap laptop. If that gets jostled, the whole recording is gone.
Yeah.
Do you
said you were going to pause this. I don't know. Did you need to pause
it? Let's pause now that the momentum. We'll be right back. I have to save this.
Maria!
Get Mom Scoot in if you can.
Huh?
Scoot in if you can.
Oh, you couldn't hear me?
That's good.
That's unusual.
Well, this distance, it's very sensitive. So just try to be like this distance, honestly.
Well, am I okay now?
Yeah, you're
Did you
you're,
watch
you're Dancing
right with the Stars?
Now.
No.
Oh, okay.
They had the invite. All right. Who's the new one?
Let's bring it back. Good. We'll be clean on this episode. And this will be
we
the
clean
one.
Already?
We were.
Oh, this is a new episode.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're recording an old one.
Yeah. How would I?
We're going back in time. We're going to give our viewers something exciting.
No, I thought each one was an hour long. I'm surprised. This seems more like a half hour.
I think mom just joined.
I have to take a break every 2 seconds because, you know what? I'll just use this as the show. Everybody, you're back.
We're here.
This is the meandering you're going to be enjoying.
Well, happy belated St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, that's nice, Maria. Bringing the holidays to our listeners.
Let's welcome my mom to the show officially. You've called in previously.
And you've enjoyed my company.
How much wine has she had?
I don't know.
She just came in, turned up the heat.
That's it. I turned up the heat on the show, too.
Can you keep... You have to
try and keep it clean.
I turned up the heat on the show, too.
You have to keep your mouth pointed toward the mic.
Okay.
That's
Let's keep
that
it
works.
Clean, Maria.
All right.
She's like DeVito in the later seasons of Always Sunny. Just like wine-stained teeth wandering into the frame. Messed up.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I don't favor him.
Dude, DeVito?
That's a kind thing to say. Rather than, oh, hell no. I do not look like a hairy bowling ball.
Well, at least Rhea Perlman loves him.
Yeah, I
Didn't
guess.
Didn't they have a split for a while?
But they're back together again. who would want either one. So they.
I think a lot
that
of chicks
is not
would.
Nice, Maria. That's horrible.
But it's true.
I mean, he's only 3 feet tall, so.
You know, nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Let me boost your levels.
Yes. Yes, in all ways. I think we need
this
to be
is
elevated.
What, this is any time we go out to dinner, by the way. Well, this is what we have to deal with.
Usually that ends with me being by myself, picking up the chick, while all the Papa Giorgios hate one another
steam
and
out.
Split in three different cars.
Steam out.
Well, one part of this story is an obvious lie. You picking up a chick.
I did.
What? For what?
For John's birthday.
Oh, John's meal.
Yeah. And everybody
fights.
Was like, I'm out. John was like, I'm out
we
of
did
here.
Have a redux on that, right? We did.
Well, I didn't even stay to eat.
So. No, you left. You said to your mom, hey, one more time, and that's it. I'm peacing out.
Well,
and
I felt everybody was against me that night. Let's not go there.
I'm just telling you, it is a true story because everyone left. But everyone stormed out. And then Will was like, I don't care if mom wrecks her car and dies in a ditch, because you sent me a text saying, I
you
left, but don't let Will, you know, let my mom drive.
Off the table.
And he said, oh, I don't care if she wrecks and dies in a ditch. And I was like, oh, but he did take you home.
That's yes. My mom screaming at the cat, by the way.
And then the cheese stood alone. It was just me at the Cheesecake Factory with the tab.
Mom, relax. The cat, it hops on the table all the time when we're asleep.
Oh,
it cannot take a crap and jump on the kitchen table.
The heat'll get them. The heat'll slow them down.
Oh, look, she's mouthing. Stop that. She's mouthing. Stop
I've never
that
had
me.
A cat do this, and I hate it.
Oh my.
Well, anyway, and I can't find the fly swatter.
That she uses to beat the cats.
I know she found it.
I hope animal control is listening.
All right. Well, let's have a semblance of a show here.
All right. Okay. Let's choose a topic.
All right.
Yeah, let's roll the topic wheel. Will you, Phil?
Let's talk about Candace Cameron. Apparently, okay. Allison was very fired up about this. Allison, it's your segment.
I don't know. What?
I'm
what
just
do
sitting
you,
back.
I wasn't fired up about anything.
No, yeah. You're the one that... Do you think I'm the one that plucked Candace Cameron
Who's
as a
that?
Topic from the heavens?
I thought you wanted to talk to her about her from something. I just said that she's in the new lineup of Dancing with the Stars.
The last thing she did was like... With the what's it? The Full House, right?
Who is she?
I mean, she's done other type of like interview to that. Who invited this lady? Candace Cameron. This planet?
I don't know.
Have I met her?
I don't think we were.
Was she at the reunion?
Candace Cameron? I don't know that name. Has that happens often.
Did you start drinking the wine in the car?
She can't drink.
Home, or what?
Oh God, this is a horrible world we live in.
But she's done
now
like
what?
Like hosting stuff.
I type in Candace Cameron and the hits are as follows. I've typed in Candace C-A-M. I get Candace Cameron Burr or Bure. That's her married name. And then Candace Cameron Feet.
Yeah.
That's number three.
What's wrong with her feet?
I don't know.
It's just dudes into feet.
Yeah. Well, you can say that because you've got gorilla feet, so.
That's true.
Mom, keep the one elbow away from the power.
Sorry.
If possible.
But what did
you
have her on there for? Just because she has been absent from that for a long time? She's focused on family, and she just wrote a book, and she got a lot of brouhaha about
that. The only thing that she was known for since friggin' Family, not Family Matters, Full House.
Full House.
There you go.
Well, I mean, because I just learned it.
Okay, yeah, Full House.
But if you plug in her book, the title of her book, that was the latest, right before Dancing.
It was called Take It on the Face.
No, it was not called that. But it was something to the effect of, like, the man being ahead of the household. And all these women were like, I can't believe that. I ain't listening to no man, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, she said something like she is deferential to her husband around the house. Submissive to him,
I
believe.
Is she American?
No, she's a white broad.
Because if she's black, she should clean. I'm glad we have the racists in the room. Hey, Phil, spin that wheel again. This is a clean show. No, so she got a lot of flack for that, but she's on the new lineup of Dancing with the Stars, which I watched last night. But you were a fan of Dancing with the Stars for a while.
I was on and off. Yeah. It depends who's there. Believe it or not,
well, this
I
is
will
the
watch
lineup.
It if it's,
now, the lineup is the ice dancing
Everyone
team.
Keep their mouths on the mic.
Is Charlie White. And it's...
Who's Charlie White?
I don't know him.
He's one of the...
The dancers?
Yep.
So
dancing
the
duo.
Star?
He okay. won a gold medal for the United States. And Candace Cameron and Danica McGellar.
Drinking.
And she was on Wonder Years.
Which one is she?
People.
This is her right here. She looks
Whitney.
The same. Yes.
She kind of looks the same. You saw Whitney as a kid. Yeah. And you wanted to believe she'd turn out hotter than that. Not to sound like
she's,
a pedophile.
She's like 40-some years old. She looks good.
Yeah, but
she
even when she was
like
20, they trotted her out.
Yeah.
And it was a big like, oh, here's Whitney. You knew she'd be affable. And it's like, ah. I think she debuted as an adult on like Herman's Head or some crap like that.
Oh.
And she was like, you always wanted more out of her. I don't know, man.
Billy Dee Williams is on there.
I like him.
Well, you'll like him.
He's
but
one of the good ones, right?
I like him.
Yeah, except
so
for
well
his brown
spoken.
Skin.
So well spoken.
But he actually is a class act. But watching him on Dancing with the Stars, it's like watching Buzz Aldrin. I mean, it's just like, oh,
oh really stiff.
Miss
is he that stiff?
I
did watch
Limbo
Buzz
legs.
Aldrin.
Oh, no.
Like he's got two wooden legs. Speaking of two
Empire
wooden legs.
Empire Strikes Back was a while ago.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, kudos for getting out there. So you give him that. Yeah. And then there actually is a woman and she has no legs.
What?
So she's on there, too.
And is it Oscar Pistorius' mom?
No. Is she dancing with her arms?
Yes, exactly.
Really?
A lot of jazz hands. Just rocking on her stump back and forth.
I have quite a wild imagination, but
my. Yes, she's dancing. She's got
on
tap
her
shoes.
Arms?
Tap shoes mittens.
Third week in a row, she's going to stump like an Egyptian.
What, does she have a partner?
A lot of voguing.
Does she have a partner?
She's not worthy of a partner. She just
wait,
has
so
to
what does she
tap
have?
Dance on her hands by herself.
Yeah,
who is
I thought
this
she
drug?
Can have a partner, can't she?
Yes, she does have a partner. I'll
What's
get
he
to her name
her
in a minute.
Her head?
Diana.
Does he have no arms? Do they tie him back to back? Like
yeah,
Master just, Blaster.
That couple just rolls around on the floor.
We're on Barter
Who's
Town.
This? The swimmer?
Oh.
Diana Nyad?
Yeah, she's on there.
Oh, my. She's very competitive.
Well, she's not very good. She's not yeah. a very good
Good
dancer.
Lord. Let me yeah. see that again.
Oh, I can't.
We can't go back?
My
it's so weird. Her name is Nyad, and I think in Greek it means mermaid. To
oh,
like
goodness.
She looks like Russ's Nyad. Face, the crocodile hunter.
Oh, now look, you messed up
like
my whole
slightly
face.
Slimmer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
she
not
looks
very
like,
good.
Crikey, I got a spear in my
but
gut.
But they're trying to, one of the things that they're trying to do on the show is kind of.
Paul, whatever.
Pin.
His name wasn't Paul.
Not.
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, you're that one.
Yeah.
The one with the daughter, Irwin.
Steve Irwin, yeah, with Bindi, the jungle girl.
I just saw them on an interview recently.
Who, Bindi?
And her mom. But they're very well spoken. And it's funny, like kids who kind of
they're
grown up.
They're not colored. Of course they are.
Stop that.
As I've saw an interview with
it's just so, it's when you hear very well spoken
Kate Goslin,
it's usually Bob Costas talking about a black athlete in 2002. You don't hear it applied to an Australian.
Well, they have Kate Goslin was on a show with her girls, her
yes.
two oldest,
oh,
and they were
you.
Just not like,
that clip's months old.
I mean, it was just like they're just
yeah, they're
just
petrified.
Yeah. That's what they seemed like. Well, all right, let me get
and it was
this.
Like,
Mommy
come on, girls, come on.
Box.
Tell them how normal your childhood is. And they're just like,
yeah. Oh, now I'm not showing the photos. So let me see how far I got to go.
Mouth on the mic. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Darling.
Yeah. It's okay.
I've just dropped out of American Idol, Dancing with the Stars. I've been watching CNN.
Now my phone is
because everyone wants to figure out what happened to the plane. And you're gonna be the one that pieces it together. By
I
watching
think it's
this.
In a hangar somewhere. I do. While she's looking. I think it's in a hangar. That's why they can't find
well,
it.
Well, that's why they should.
And I think all
well,
the
Well, that was the latest thing. Like some NATO.
What?
Not NATO. Or was it a UN-led organization that claims they have equipment that can detect either a plane exploding or dropping into the sea detected neither?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, Sean.
I think it's hidden in a
Sean
hangar.
Avery's on the show.
Who's
I don't
that?
I know him.
He's a sports guy. I don't know him either. Pro hockey player. Oh,
Did
he's very either? Robotic. He's very kind of like, you will lose. He's kind of...
Ivan Drago?
Yes.
Sean Avery.
Drew Carey's on the show, which he's very fun. And I think he'll kind of get the votes that... who's the...
From the lesbian community?
Well, that and
why?
Who is the?
That one escapes me.
What is the comedian who was on last time from the Blue Collar? Whatever.
Cable guy.
Nope, his other pal. Not the drinker.
Ron White is one of them.
Not that he's the
Jeff
drinker.
Jeff Foxworthy.
Not Foxworthy. The other guy.
There's a fourth one. Yeah. I'm shocked. I got three.
Well, the other guy, he was on last year, and he wasn't really that good. There was definitely a progression the more weeks that he was on, but he won the votes for charisma, and Drew Carey definitely has.
And middle America lives to see anyone out of that toilet who represents them do anything. It's the same thing with
Meryl Davis.
Bristol Palin, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't she on for like 18 weeks?
Quite a bit, but you know, I'm
big
sure.
Big fat ass that couldn't cut a rug with a
she actually
head.
Did a
the
lot of
the conservative camp tried to support her.
No, Meryl Davis, she's the other half of the ice dancing partnership. So they're pitted against one another. NeNe Leakes.
I've heard the name.
Yeah, she's the Housewives black woman.
I've heard the name.
The black woman, the help.
James Maslow, which he's supposed to be the...
I don't know that name.
He's the TV series from Big Time Rush.
So all right, let's we've done 10 minutes.
We don't like the lineup. Apparently.
We've done 10 minutes of this. What about Candace? What did you want to discuss?
Well, I didn't say anything
that you're then pegging on me.
But Cody Simpson's in there. Terrible. It's painful watch. He's the teen heartthrob, whatever. He's
never
bad.
Heard of him.
You didn't?
It was a horrible lineup.
They're really reaching. I had heard.
Well, they're kind of pitting Danica and Candace against each other, like this teen rival. And I guess they were both dating Jeremy something or other from.
They could have been dating River Phoenix.
Well, you know, there was a rumor
their blossom has fallen.
That Bruce Jenner was going to be on. I would have watched it had Bruce Jenner appeared.
To aim your mouth a little. At
I was hoping Bruce Jenner would appear because maybe he would wear a gown one of the evenings. I'm looking forward to his transformation.
Well, yikes.
And I know he is, too.
Yeah. But Cody Simpson, he's supposed to be like this heartthrob or whatever.
Do I have to cover the Candace Cameron angle here?
Okay, what is... I don't know what the angle is.
The whole angle... You brought her up. She said she's not going to wear quote-unquote sexy garments out of respect to her kids and her husband.
But she did wear something kind of sexy. I mean, she's not just going to go out there in strings, I think. She's not just going to wear dental floss. But she's like, you know, I'm a mom first and I want to be modest or whatever. You know what I mean? But she wasn't. I mean, you saw her. She had... The type of dress, you know, a lot of like the ballroom gowns and things
are
slit up. They kind of have like
that's
bathing
saw,
suit bottom
yeah.
that's attached. Well, you could see her bottom and she was up and doing all these poses, legs up in the air. And
firing
everything.
Ping pongs into the audience.
That's right. Oh. Smoking cigarettes.
Oh. Putting out candles.
All right.
Good night, everyone. But at least I'm modestly dressed. That's important.
Get it to blow smoke rings.
Is this almost over?
You got, let's see.
How many more minutes?
But Cody Simpson, he must weigh like 90 pounds. It's totally disgusting. Like, how do people find him attractive? Like,
I don't know him. Show me a picture. If you have one, show me a picture.
You can go faster than me. Show your mom a picture.
I don't care.
He's just not handsome to me.
Mom, watch
maybe
your elbow.
Other ladies will can't be like chiming in and be like, oh, he's so dreamy. But even for a teen, whatever. He's just gross.
Why is it disrespectful for her to show off? Yeah, I have no idea who Cody Simpson is.
You too?
He looks like kind of vaguely Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh God.
No, I mean that's a flattering photo too. So
man.
I mean, he's just not. He's weighs like 90 pounds, and 90% of that 90 pounds is all in his schnoz.
Is it because of drugs?
No, he's just
people
a
are
thin
just
man.
Skinny nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. And it's kind of like skinny
it's
jeans.
It's kind of
skinny.
Like exactly when I see like sometimes.
But
I'm
even though he had better moves than you would suspect, like
He looks very gay, so I would expect him to dance pretty well.
But he has a girlfriend apparently.
Sure.
Wink, wink.
Yeah.
They're like,
what's the Lucky Beard's name?
They actually put him up with one of the other young someone the dance his professional dancer is someone who's very young too. So kind of trying to build.
You all right?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I just burped, but I didn't want to burp into the mic. So
these now mics, I think you knows. Could turn your head 6 inches and no one would pick it up.
Really? That's
no, that's the one problem I had with them. You have to be very vigilant about talking right into them the
right
whole time.
Right into them.
Mom, I'm going to let you go so you can watch your whole slew of evening news programming and get to the bottom of where these...
No, no, we only have a few more minutes unless you want me to go. And that's in that case...
This is the passive-aggressive...
No, I mean it. If you want me to go, I'll go.
Why don't you stick around for the rest of the episode?
Okay.
We got like 10 minutes, something like that.
Okay.
Okay, you're two women.
Yes.
Why would it be insulting for that chick to show off she stays in shape? It's like she's not Jenna Jameson.
Right.
No, but
like
that's
that would be, I would be mortified at, like, Jenna's kids with Tito Ortiz. Where
no,
it's
but
like,
her
oh,
children,
this is what my mom did.
Her children might be teased at school. You want to, I dressed a certain way. In fact, only about a year after your father passed away did I get something that was kind of open. I remember I put it on
and then
William
I had
to looked
slut
at me.
Shame
no,
it.
William looked at me and he says, "You're going to wear that?" With incredulity on his face. I know you used that word earlier.
Yeah.
Really? He was incredulous.
It's on our calendar.
No.
Spin the wheel, Phil. What's our word of the day?
But the truth is, when you have children, you do want to have a certain
not everyone.
Look.
I think that was how you took it. But I don't think everyone
women.
Is that way.
Most
but I think she is fit, and what she did wear could be, you know, be sexy, quote unquote,
hold on.
Sexy or whatever.
The table's getting hit a lot. I'm saving right now. All right, round three.
Yeah, how about
home stretch.
That? I'm ready.
We're I'm ready.
Good. Are we?
Yeah.
Are we really ready?
Raring at the gate.
Oh God.
Jesus. Yeah, pick something your mom's got a lot of information on.
Well, I just. Okay, did we finish the Candace Cameron thing? I don't even know.
I hope I don't like that.
I think she's fine. I think she's going to be a team player. I just think that she just doesn't want to over-slutify herself.
You're watching the cat jump around the table now. Quietly, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk Fred Phelps dying?
Do you want to
talk Bill Gates with robots are going to have all of our jobs in 20 years?
Oh, God.
Jim Irsay, owner of the Colts, getting busted high on pills.
He looks like a drunk.
Oh, was it pills too? Because I could tell he was an alcoholic.
The kid who got bullied for having a My Little Pony backpack and the school told the parents to just
sad.
Not have him come wearing the fruity backpack. Why
did he choose that backpack? I had read the headline. Did he choose that backpack?
I believe so.
But there is this whole culture thing about the bronies. Have you seen that?
I don't know about the bronies. For those who haven't heard this, from what I gather, in one of the Carolinas, they're both redneck dumps. As far as anyone outside the Carolinas is concerned. Maybe if you're in Arkansas.
South Carolina is pretty dumpy.
You view the Carolinas as some sort of bastion of uppity northern culture.
I lived there for a while, so I know. I mean, outside of Charleston, it's got like three big cities, and outside of those, it's just pretty much a farm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty,
beautiful.
It's dump city, so that's accurate. Go ahead.
Well, a kid went to school wearing dude kid.
Yeah.
AKA a little boy.
Right.
Went to school wearing a My Little Pony backpack.
Right.
And this might shock you, but he caught flack for it.
Okay. But who cares?
And
I mean, I don't like that he caught flack for it, but I think if my kid
the
wearing
school,
My Little Pony thing, who cares?
I guess sent him home with a letter to the parents saying, "Hey, guess what? This kid can't wear this backpack anymore because we're on board with the whole no bullying thing."
Yeah.
But what the hell do you want us to do?
That's
why don't you just dress him like Shirley Temple?
Yeah, but I think that's kind of unfair. I mean, if he's getting picked on in school,
well,
then it's schools.
That's what we're getting at.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair?
No.
That the school says this kid can't wear this because we're just
I think
not
it's
going
okay
to be able
let
to control
the what
these little
what
savages
on
do.
For,
right.
But I think it's the school's responsibility when he's there. It's the same thing if somebody was getting teased because they're black or because of whatever. Like if
I would
their
say it's very different.
Them,
he's choosing to wear the stupid little backpack.
He is, but if he needs a backpack and that's the backpack that he chose, then that's the one he has to have. And like my mom, when I was in school, I was bullied a lot. And I can remember in sixth grade, I was in all the accelerated classes. And so I was like two grades above where I was. And I had this one teacher and she was just brutal. And she kept saying something about, you need to have college ruled paper. It cannot be pulled out from a notebook. It needs to be filler paper, blah, blah, blah. Don't be bringing papers and whatever on torn out. I don't want those fringes on there. Have your mother
ripped
buy. It's
out
not
of a spiral.
Yeah. And
with
and
my
mom,
by the way, takes no pity on you.
No, what? And my mom said...
I'm saying you lived to get all the proper items. When we got that right. checklist before
yes,
the school
I feel,
year...
I feel sorry.
Yeah, my mom said, screw it. Paper's paper. You write on it with this, and you go to school, and you hand it in. I was sweating and crying all the way to school, knowing that, one, it was going to affect my grade, and two, I'm deliberately doing what she asked me not to do because my mom refused. She said, that's ridiculous. Paper's paper, and you're going to bring it to school like this.
You did yeah. not have that mother.
Yeah. No. And so with the backpack, maybe that's the one that he wanted, or maybe that's the one that the parents chose for him. But
that's
again,
what the teacher
at six
said
or
he
seven.
Bring in.
No, I'm saying at six or seven, he doesn't really have that much of a choice. You know what I'm saying? So let's say his parents just bought
does,
it for
though.
Him.
Like, don't you go out and pick a live one?
Right.
Yeah, but not everyone has those choices.
But he could have complained instantly. My God, mommy, I can't take that
but
to school.
But who cares?
Everybody will make
you
fun
know, my
of
mom
me.
Sent me to school in leather pants and a leopard print shirt. I was so embarrassed. I thought, what am I going? Am I
You're
in
not
a,
going to have much sympathy
I'm
for this kid.
I'm in a Def
I can
Leppard
tell.
Video or I'm going to sixth grade. Right. Like, why am I going? Is my math class going to be on the hood of a Corvette or a DeLorean or something? Like, why are you sending me to school like
no,
this?
I understand.
And the leather pants were
but
so
I think,
hot, but I didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I cried all the way to school, and I just
Horrible.
Had to do it. Whatever lunchbox my mom bought is what she wanted, what I had. But this sounds like probably the kid has a thing for My Little Pony. If he's 6, 7, age is also would help to know how old he is. I mean, if he's 6, 7 years old, it's very innocent, and I think it's the school's responsibility not to let him get bullied. You
well,
know,
see.
If I got picked on from my actually, when I went to school, everyone thought I was cool. They were like, "Ah, oh, cool pants, cool."
Well, yeah, you're like Man, John Bender, like always the kid that looks like a hobo is the one you want to emulate, or at least me.
I was so itchy, and the pants were sweaty, and yeah,
but the thing
bad.
Is, you don't want to leave your kid open to this kind of hostility.
But
or
that's
whatever.
What you're
or
thinking yeah. is. But my thing is, if you send him to school, let's say you did everything right. Maria, you yeah. sent him there, and he's got the teenage.
What do you mean?
Ninja
let's say
or whatever, and he still gets picked on. You know what I mean? Don't
it
you
happens.
Want the schools to take up for him?
Of course.
Yeah. So screw the school. The school is in the wrong. I think it's important that they sent the letter home to the family and said, "Hey, listen, this is what he's getting picked on for." So that now that ball is in your court. You want to still send him with the backpack? That
want him to look
really...
like a little fruit. This is what's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, or they can
You're
say, "You know
trouble.
What?
You're
yeah,
trouble.
I mean, look." At the end of the day, it's embarrassing that the school
yeah.
can't control its kids.
Right. I mean, there should be a reprimand
But they can't.
For that.
Not everyone. Not every child's mouth in every corner, every corridor.
No,
Correct.
Of course
Possible.
Not.
But if you know that there's you know, there's going
to
be...
But they should be able to, like, lay down the law and be like, hey, look, right. You little
we
snitcher.
We don't allow this. Yeah.
Who gave yeah. you the swirly?
Yeah.
Point
yeah.
them out.
Yeah.
It's pretty pathetic. They're just throwing in the towel. That said... Why the hell is the kid wearing this? Really?
But who cares? If my kid wanted to wear a bonnet, I don't want him to get picked on for it. You know what I mean? You know, maybe my kid's that kid. My kid's the hipster. You know what I mean? I don't know. He wants to grow a beard when he's 6. I don't know. You know, it doesn't say boys have to wear boys' ones. And there actually are boy My Little Ponies, too.
What?
There are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he had that. Did we have that clarified? Is there
no,
a boy?
Yeah. Our news source here, John Papa Giorgio, slacking
on
the
get a fruity girl one. Let's go with that.
With rainbows.
But
there's
no
there's boy My Little Ponies?
They're not.
But the little gay boys that watch that show are going to identify with the girl ponies.
But actually, there's this whole thing, and you can find it on Netflix called Bronies, and it's all these boys who are into My Little Pony, but they're not all fruits. They
yeah,
are.
Sure.
No, some of them have girlfriends.
Some of them just
want to
be transgender.
Some of them, they're dating girls, and that's what they have in common with the girls. It's kind of like the boy who takes jazz. You know what I mean?
Wait,
he's like, you know,
like
I got picked on a lot,
the
but
brony,
I got a lot of tail.
The brony boys, how old are they? That they date girls?
Preteen and teenagers.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like yeah. 9-year-olds where it's like, oh, we hold hands in the hall.
Actually,
We're
one kid,
steady.
He's, I don't know, 18, 19 years old, and his car got smashed out because
no
he had,
kidding.
Had a big, like, Twilight Sparkle decal on his back window.
kid... And what, he claims he's straight?
I don't know about that one.
I
mean,
yeah,
I there are some
say.
Who are and some
See,
who are
See, I do know about that one.
But they're all into it. And there's a big brony convention. And this one kid, he was afraid to tell his parents. And his mom and dad, they wound up taking him to the convention. But it's a whole brony convention.
My dad would have been less offended if I was just like, I love dick, than if I went to the My Little Pony convention. He would have had an easier time digesting that.
But I don't think, I mean, I don't like kids being picked on, period. You
right.
know?
Yeah. So, I have a sensitivity to that, too.
But I'm saying kids can pick on anything, and I just think that you say, well, take away
yeah,
his backpack.
Yeah, so why pitch him an underhand pitch? Why give them the 15 miles an hour underhander?
Yeah, but they can make fun of anything. John the leprechaun went to school with nothing on, asked the teacher what to wear, broke without an underwear. You know what I'm saying? That's John.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
She's
That's your
ready
name.
With the insults.
I thought we were going to keep it clean.
Yeah, really. You've broken me. I can't bring this ship home now.
I'm just saying that I think it's important that the school sent the note home, but I think it's their responsibility to kind of take that when they're in their care. I don't want my kid being beat up, you know?
A teachable moment.
Yeah.
Being kind of
But
others.
We don't know the whole backstory. Even if the kid picked it out himself, if he liked it just because of whatever, then who cares? It's just a backpack. I think you need to teach kids it's not nice to do that, to pick
exactly.
on other kids. Yeah.
It isn't.
Well, I think everyone, as soon as that story got out there, the school was like, okay, we're screwed. Because that's a position of a lazy administrator, being like, look, just get the kid to not wear this anymore. The instant that story goes viral, I think everyone's going to side with
it. Are you going to buy him a new one? Like, my mom didn't even want to buy extra paper. My mom said, we don't need it. It's unnecessary. It's a waste of money. My mom wasn't going to do it.
Your mom would bring in a bag of leaves so you could wipe.
I mean, my mom was pretty rough.
She was definitely an individualist.
I mean, it was kind of tough as a kid. That's why I can't be broken as an adult. Exactly. People are like, you lost both your legs. You have to pop your head on every day. How do you cope? I'm like, did you live with my mom in the 70s? Because let me tell you, that was tough. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, we should have you just listen to her describing her childhood sometime.
Sometime, yeah.
Then you wouldn't be so quick to kick her out of the house.
Tales of childhood. Yeah,
it was pretty rough. I mean.
But you still love the woman today.
Oh, man, she's hilarious. I mean, yeah. I talked to her just the other night, and we just laughed and laughed. I mean, she's one of those few people
Remember
who could just
Remember that time
make me...
you left me and I got raped?
Well, I was never raped, but my mom, she...
You're always paid.
You remember.
she's left me many times. Yes, wake up, no parents.
God, my butt's bloody again.
No, I never had anything. There was no real... I mean, there was abuse in the sense of, like, neglect.
But was not, your sister with you, or you were alone, totally alone sometimes?
A lot of times I was just totally alone, and sometimes I was alone in with care of my sister, too. So
was she older?
She's 6 years younger.
Oh, so.
Mm-hmm. So there you have it. But there were plenty of times I just woke up by myself. You're like, oh.
Well, you know the story of
And my mom
daughter.
Never got up for me for school. He was talking about, you know, getting up. She just never did. Like,
oh, you,
I
mean,
was
you didn't wake up to Looney Tunes and a cup of hot cocoa on a cold day? Like I did with extra marshmallows in my little kitty cat cup?
Nope. I mean, I had to climb
up
on
the
stove.
We got the kitty cat cup on a family beach trip to Delaware, if I recall.
Remember.
We stopped in a windmill pancake house.
That's right.
And I saw the kitty cat cup, and I said, I want that. And that's how I woke up every day and went to school, as my mom looked over my spelling papers and made sure everything was correct. That wasn't your childhood?
No, my mom kept telling me to hurry up with my homework. Like, what's taking you so long?
Hurry up. I need to roll with that paper.
But that is slightly similar to with my mother. I remember one summer I would go to the, you know, the one chair that she had to the left. It wasn't that chair then. But you
Watch
know,
your hands.
Your
Don't hit cords.
But I think this is hilarious. I mean, she was very proud of what I'd accomplished you know, academically. But I was plowing through what you read this summer. Yeah. So she was doing some housework, and basically I did all the housework. Every now and then she called Miss Helen, but I was basically Miss Helen.
Miss Helen?
So, a white lady.
Okay.
So anyway, but Miss Helen, for respect. I'm sitting there Hold reading, up. God knows. Okay, should I?
Just keep your gesticulating Mediterranean hands down for 2 minutes.
I'm reading one of the great whatever.
And up goes the hand.
And Mama yells, get the hell off that chair and start cleaning. I'll never get over it. I thought, here I am, you know, trying to get an education. Yeah. And this is what my mother yells in my ear.
I mean, my mom, it's funny, is with her substance abuse and all of that. She
that
was,
is funny.
Didn't have that.
I mean,
she had food abuse.
She was always a stickler for manners. She was always a stickler for reading. I was probably one of the only kids in third grade who could recite Romeo and Juliet. I mean, there was a big thing for poetry, classical music. So it's kind of this whole, like, weird. My mom definitely, you always want more for your kids than you had for yourself. And my mom was definitely one of those.
I want you to wake up to 2 dime bags a day.
But when it came to, like, domestic stuff, I mean, our house was always immaculate. But I mean,
that's what
amphetamine
addiction will do.
But there were certain things that were just
Don't you see those bugs? Scrub, scrub, scrub.
Yeah, I mean, stop. There was other things. Like, I would have to climb up on the stove to get to the cabinet to get my instant oatmeal to make it for school. And if I missed the bus, like, I had to walk to school. And it was just, yeah, it was tough. So, yeah, it was bad. Actually, it reminds me, I told this story before on air, but my grandmother had said to me, she said, "Hey, were you ever in Girl Scouts?" And I said, "Oh no, I was too poor for Girl Scouts.
I couldn't buy the uniform and all that."
And I was like, "I bought my own braces with my own money. Why do you think my teeth look like this?" And my grandmother just sat there and started crying.
Like,
I'm like, "Weren't
Cody.
You there?
Is this Didn't your you... maternal grandmother or paternal?"
Paternal. Yeah.
Paternal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she could really hate the husband.
But I think a lot of my family didn't
something.
Wasn't really aware. They knew my mom was kind of like, you know, goofy, crazy Jane or whatever, but they never realized the level of her substance
she
abuse.
She was half Danish, half goofiness. Colombian.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You're Colombian?
You know that.
No.
Oh, come on.
I swear to Christ, I just thought she was like Jewy.
Yeah.
But my mom is super white looking. My mom's got blonde hair, for crying out loud, you know?
She's like a Scarlett Johansson type.
That's what my grandmother had said. My mom's never met her father, but I guess he was very light skinned, and he had told my grandmother that he was Indian. She's like, "I didn't know he was black." She told my mom this like when my mom was in labor with me, and she's like, "Your baby might come out brown." Like, wow. I just want you to know. But he told me he was Indian.
but many men believe that Colombian women are the most beautiful in the world. I mean, and think of Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, but my mom does not look like Sofia Vergara. She never did. I mean, my mom was very attractive. My mom,
she
I don't
looks
know
like
who...
the Faces of Meth version of her.
No, my mom was very into style and all that too. Like, she would go to New York for
fashion
with
week.
My dad. Oh, they just. They dressed to the nines. They had all the clothes
all
and all that.
Pipes.
But you'd see them. I mean, that's where they shopped in New York for their clothes and all that. And
did they go to the Village?
They went all over. I mean, they actually liked to go all over. I mean, the Village
has
a reputation. But
where
I mean,
did they live? Where did you grow up?
In Providence.
Oh, Rhode Island.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, they were big on the nightclub scene. They won dance contests. My mom won a dance contest when she was 8 months pregnant with my brother. So you see this pregnant woman out
mom,
at the discotheque,
hands.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah. So my parents, they knew all the dance moves and stuff. And I told you, my dad, he was such a, like, he's so big on his own ego, just so into himself. Like, when they walked into a club, he's a nice looking guy. He would say, "Look at everyone looking. Aren't you glad you're with me?"
Oh my God. What a great ego. Yeah.
Well, let's wrap this one up before we lose it.
All right. Okay. Sounds good.
Mom, thank you for joining me.
I enjoyed it. My pleasure.
You have no Twitter
say no
or
to
Facebook or Instagram presence to promote.
Yeah,
that's
you
the way
should
I like
get
it.
On there. At least Facebook.
I don't like it.
Allison at Allison Frank on Twitter and Instagram. You spell that Allison Frank.
Correct.
Me, I'm John Papa Giorgio at Papa's Basement on Twitter and Instagram. The show's website is inpapasbasement.com. Go there for 2 episodes a week of the show as well as my writing. And please, if you are an iTunes user, go and subscribe to the show there. That is really how we can get any sort of traction, which, believe me, we do not have.
Please listen.
Yes. Look up Papa's Basement on iTunes. Subscribe
we are
and give
smart,
us a good rating.
But we want money. Okay. Good job.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.